whose contributions help bring innovation and diversity to public radio programming.
Europe Today from the BBC was recorded this morning at 11:06 Central Time.
WILL programs are made possible by English Hedgerow, offering gourmet foods and fresh flowers with a different accent. English Hedgerow also offers coordinated catering and decoration for weddings, parties, and corporate events. English Hedgerow on the corner of University and Lincoln Avenue, Urbana.
It's 12:30. You're tuned to the Afternoon Magazine. I'm Celeste Quinn. Kyle Mabry is our technical director this noon hour. Joining me in the studio, Tom Rogers. He has our report of AM 580 News.
Thanks, Celeste. Good afternoon. Champaign School Board will get a formal look Monday at a report that recommends big changes to two Northside elementary schools. The report suggests that a full strand of classes be added at Garden Hills and Booker T. Washington schools. That means an extra classroom for each grade. While Garden Hills would undergo expansion and remodeling, a brand new Washington school would be built. School Board President Dave Tomlinson says the board will approve the concept. He says it satisfies some important needs.
That will satisfy the consent decree and satisfy some of those things that people have really desired through the vision process, and that is energy-efficient buildings and, looking at information technology, making sure that we can do that, and also with programming.
Tomlinson says the ultimate goal could be to make the schools magnet schools, open to anyone in the district. He says the money to build the extra classrooms could come from a sales tax increase that Champaign County will vote on in November. State Senator James Meeks came to a gathering of civic leaders about Chicago's Olympic bid to draw attention to school funding. Meeks says he wants the business community to pay as much attention to school funds and achievement as they do to the city's bid for the 2016 Summer Olympics. He attended a breakfast today at the Executives Club of Chicago, where Chicago 2016 Chairman Patrick Ryan was the keynote speaker. Chicago is a finalist to host the 2016 Olympics, along with Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, Tokyo, and Madrid. Afterwards, Meeks says he planned to meet with Ryan. Meeks also says he has a meeting set for Monday with Governor Ryle Blagojevich about his education demands. A larger freshman class than last year has pushed up the University of Illinois' system-wide enrollment to its highest level ever. The Champaign-Urbana campus brought in nearly 7,300 new freshmen this fall. Across the three campuses, enrollment has topped 70,000. Chancellor Richard Herman says on the main campus, the latest class is a particularly good one.
The academic profile keeps getting stronger. The ACT has gone from 27.9 to 28, breaking the 28 level for the first time ever. The average high school rank also went up by more than a full percentage point. Students in the top 10% of the class have increased from 54.7 to 55.1%.
Herman calls the incoming freshman class the most diverse in the Big Ten. He also says the campus is increasing the proportion of classes with fewer than 20 students. The total enrollment at the university's 141-year-old flagship campus tops 41,800 now. That's up 16% in the last decade. The challenge of recruiting new nurses was one of the topics at last night's meeting of the Champaign County Nursing Home Board. The financially strapped county nursing home is continually short of nursing staff and often relies on high-priced temporary nurses. But one nursing home board member says Parkland College could help recruit new nurses by letting students find out firsthand the value of working with the elderly. Board member Mark Holly directs Parkland's registered nursing program. He says Parkland could soon add the county nursing home to its Friendly Visits program. It's a program which students visit with elderly patients at area care centers. Holly says the program has rewards for both sides.
One is for the resident or the patient, and one is also for the student because it gives them an idea of what a person is like who has health care needs, what the reality of their situation is, how the economic status, how their culture adds into their care needs and their care plans, and they get to see them as a three-dimensional person, not just a patient in a bed in a hospital.
Holly says he hopes to see Parkland College add the Champaign County Nursing Home to its Friendly Visits program as early as the current semester. He says Parkland might send nursing students out to the nursing home to make clinical visits. A fundraising arm for two local school districts has made it easy for students and parents to appreciate teachers and boost their coffers at the same time. The Champaign-Urbana Schools Foundation has launched its Thank My Teacher program. Its website is now selling a number of thank you cards designed by art class students in both districts. The cards will then be sent by the foundation to the teacher of their choice. Parents can also purchase packs of cards and mail them themselves. The proceeds will then be split between the foundation and the Parent-Teacher Association for the school where the artwork originated. Foundation Executive Director Roxanne Bossenbrook, who has two kids of her own, says it's easy to forget the role that teachers play in shaping their lives.
And I know they put in so many hours, and we're all really busy, and sometimes we don't take the time to thank them like we should. And I think just showing them appreciation and sending them a card can go a long way, especially after a challenging day, or, you know, to know you're appreciated and to be thanked makes a huge difference.
Bossenbrook hopes to raise $4,000 to $5,000 for the foundation and for local PTAs. The wide, large number of drawings from local schools will allow the foundation to continually rotate the cards available on its website and will be featured indefinitely. The website is CU Schools Foundation. That's all one word, CUSchoolsFoundation.org. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 2:30. I'm Tom Rogers.
Support for today's broadcast comes from World Harvest International and Gourmet Foods at 6th and University, Champaign.